Am I a witch? The short answer is yes. The longer answer is that I like to say that I have always liked the acronym WITCH for Woman in Total Control of Herself, which is something I strive very hard to be. As a feminist, I believe that the witch is an amazing archetype for channeling the innate and often unseen power of the divine feminine. The word witch represents all that has been oppressed by patriarchy, and using the title today is a reclaiming of it. There are as many definitions of what being a witch means as there are practitioners and believers. Every witch sees herself differently, but I believe that what unites us is the effort to stay centered and grounded in our energy so that we can use our inner strength to manifest the things that we want to bring into our lives and the world around us. In terms of the spiritual side of my magical practice, I adhere to a New Age sensibility, which puts working with energy at the forefront of everything. Everything is energy, and energy is everything. A New Age lifestyle and its system of knowledge are meant to connect believers with the wider, natural world and put our lives on Earth into a context that promotes an intentional existence that is aligned with nature. Since becoming conscious of how much mindful living, intention setting, and manifesting can change my life, I have seen my own happiness and sense of well-being increase dramatically. I feel more empowered and supported in my everyday life, and I am more able to act as a support for others and the planet. Now, here's the best part. Living this way does not mean that you have to start using crystal balls or dancing naked in the woods, although you could. It means taking simple steps towards improving your quality of life and starting to see how you can shift the energy around you in your favor. Vibes. When witches talk about good vibes or bad vibes, what we are referring to is the fact that every single thing on Earth and in your home, from crystals and plants to furniture, people, pets, walls, herbs, objects, and even emotions, runs at its own individual vibrational frequency. This is just basic science. Everything is made of atoms, and atoms are always moving, creating a vibrational frequency. Working with vibrations is how you work with energy. By paying thoughtful attention to the vibrations that you bring into your space, you affect the overall energy. Perhaps you can imagine the difference in vibration between, say, a ceramic bowl crafted by hand, with the thoughtfulness and attention of the maker infused right into its makeup, versus a mass-produced item made of plastic by a machine. Building an awareness of how different vibrations function in your space is a major theme of this book. Basic witching. As you'll see, many types of magical techniques complement each other, and there is a lot to be gained by understanding the basics of each and how they relate to one another. Don't get too carried away with having the right magical things around you. Think of it this way. A spell is a prayer with props. Use whatever tools help you to best communicate your intentions to the world. Witchcraft is all about self-empowerment, so remember, you are the magic behind your spells. I use a multidisciplinary approach that incorporates different types of magical philosophies drawn from all corners of the world. Here is an introduction to a few of them, so you'll have a nice working knowledge of certain key ideas and terms when we explore the larger themes of manifestation, clearing, comfort, protection, harmony, and balance in your home.